Time to find out what's doing around the Singleton District with Mayor Sue Moore. Sue, how are you this morning?
I'm well, thanks, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, thank you very much. Before we get into it, I believe some applause are due. Congratulations, you've been elected to the advisory committee, is it? What is it?
Oh, yeah, look, we had the AGM of the Country Mayor's board that we're on in Sydney last Friday, and I was very thrilled and humbled to be elected to the executive. So that's is a hugely interesting group of mayors and GMs from across the state. We have good connections with local government, New South Wales representatives attending, and many ministers and speakers that we can probe and question to our particular interests for our local government area. We can always also put forward motions to lobby for various things as a group of country mayors. So it's been proven to be a very useful committee group that has good inroads with members of state government.
Sue, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think you're the busiest mayor in the state of New South Wales, and I reckon you just got a little busier there.
Happy to do this one. It's really, I can see how productive it is and how the value of it is. So I'm excited to be there.
Excellent. Now, coming up next week, the next council meeting, sounds like you've got a full agenda.
Very big agenda for council meeting next Monday. We've got several things on there that we've been looking at for quite some time, one being the construction or tenders for the construction of our Arts and Culture Centre, which is to be built in Townhead Park. So this is something that will interest a lot of people, and it's been talked about for quite a lot. So we've actually got now to the tender stage. So that's great. Also the adoption of the Heritage Development Guidelines. I know that would also be interesting quite a few people through our different sectors of our community, and DA for tourist facility for Broke, and quite a few other things there. If people would like to check out our website, they can see all of what we'll be discussing on Monday night. And, of course, they can turn up in person or they can log in and watch us on webinar.
You're back in the swing of having them in person now after all that time earlier this year?
Yeah, we are. We do have reduced numbers, but we haven't seen anything at this stage that draws in a huge amount of numbers where we have to restrict numbers. So, COVID does apply, of course. So there's, appropriately distanced seating, and we had to readjust the whole council chamber so that councillors weren't sitting as closely as possible, close to each other as we normally did. So that meant readjusting the microphone system so that the microphone turns to face the councillor has the proper name in front of them, of course, so that everyone could see that. And it's, of course, all recorded.
And as you can say, if anybody would like to, they can check out the replay. Also, and lastly, you're looking for an expression of interest for the Singleton and Disability Advisory Committee.
Yes, look, this is very important. And we're really keen to get some people on board with this committee. So we're asking for nominations to be returned by council by the 24th of November. So the information would be available on our website. The committee is made up to 10 people, including 2 councillors, and they can be people with disability, carers, or members of people with disability. So anyone that has a knowledge or interest in that area is encouraged to have a look at if they have the time to be involved in this committee. So, as I said, more information is available on the website, or give council a call if you're in doubt.
No worries. Sue, you have a lovely weekend. We will speak again down the track.
Thank you very much. You have a great weekend too.
Good on you, Sue. I'm away for a